these three weather systems, that could lead to some snow, sleet, or freezing rain, or a combination of all three. And that will be true across the northern plains, the upper Midwest, into parts of the Great Lakes region, and eventually the Northeast, all with the potential for some late season wintry weather. I think the more important thing here is that a lot of areas that have been very dry for the month of March will get some much needed precipitation, whether it's in the form of showers and thunderstorms or wintry precipitation, as in the case of the north.